Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in life of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. For the true purpose of the church is soul business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning in to the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? In the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
Every teeth, I don't got every eye, got more flaws than a little, and I messed up a thousand times. I don't always commit, sometimes I give up way too quick, and then I get tired of trying to run away from who I am to who I want to be. Some days are better than others, I can be up and I'm down, but beyond my mistakes, found in your grace, and this one thing will never change. You still love me in spite of me. Woo! You still chose me. How can it be? Every scar, every flaw, you see it all. You see it all. You still love me. Love me. Oh, in spite of me. I'm stubborn at heart, quick to put up a guard, do it all by myself, I won't ask for help, sometimes my mouth is smart, I can be insecure, counting other people's blessings, never stop to notice what I got, some days I'm better than others, I can be up and I'm down, but beyond my mistakes, found in your grace, this one thing will never change.
You still love me,
in spite of me, you still chose
me.
How can it be?
How can it be?
It's hard to believe you have a choice.
You have a choice.
Oh, and daily,
daily.
You choose it.
It's
hard to believe.
It's hard to believe.
You have a choice.
You have a choice.
God and daily.
And daily.
You still choose it.
Portland, Oregon. Yes, we are here praising the Lord, magnifying the Lord, lifting him up, and exalting him because he is good and he is worthy to be praised. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. That's when I can say, thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for delivering me. Thank you, Lord, for healing me. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, saints. I'm excited. God has been good, and we owe him another praise. We want to honor the presence of the Lord that is here in this place. Truly, truly, I don't know about you, but I felt the presence of the Lord. As Sister Tasha was ministering, I had to get up and dance around the kitchen area because when I think of it, y'all, just think of it. We could have been in the hospital right now. Some of us could have died yesterday or this morning, but God chose us, and we owe him praise. We owe him praise. I know things may not look like the way you want them to look like. They may not be going the way you expected them to go, but guess what? God didn't give up on you. Therefore, you should not give up on the promises of God and his word. Pastor Zachary told us last week, if we work the word will work. Come on, somebody, because the word works. But we give glory and honor to God. I'm getting excited, y'all. I am preached twice today. Come on, somebody. I really feel my help tonight, so y'all going to have to bear with me. We are just excited that we have the opportunity to do ministry with a group of people that don't even live here in this city. I've had the opportunity to meet the Butterfields one time, and they embraced me as if they had known me from way back then. And when Pastor Sherelle had told them that I want to share the light of Portland, I want to share the light with Portland, please let us have some time slot. And they said yes. So we want to give honor to whom honor is due. We thank God for the Butterfields. They make this platform possible. We thank God for our sister, Pastor Sherelle Pennington, a woman of God who is on fire for the Lord, doing a great work for the Lord, not going to come down off the wall until he say come down. Amen. I truly love her, and I appreciate her for the love that she has for the kingdom of God. Amen. For the kingdom of God. And if she has a love for the kingdom of God, guess what? She has a love for you and for me. And so I appreciate the Lord for her love, and thank God for those that work with us right here in the city, doing a great work for the Lord. Our very own Elder Dante Farmer, amen, who got boots on the street, amen. God just blessed him to take a trip to Fresno to do some evangelism, do some work there, reaching men and women that some of us will never, ever reach. But God has blessed him and equipped him with the word. Thank God for Elder Kathy Miniweather. Amen. God has blessed her with Sweet Home's ministry and the work that God is doing through her, equipping the saints of God and doing outreach, helping men and women get in contact with the Lord every day and through prayer. So we just thank God for them, and we thank God for our spiritual covering through this ministry, the Light of Portland, Archbishop Ruth Smith. We thank God for the woman of God who prays for us, who speaks life into us, and who just encourages us to continue to be steadfast, unmovable, always abide and abound in the work of the Lord. Amen. Stay with your hand to the plow is what she would say. Keep your hand to the plow. Don't let go of God's unchanging hand. And so we're just grateful to God. And I'm grateful to all of you who have called in today. I know that you could have been watching anything on TV. You could be doing anything right now, crocheting, knitting, coloring, cooking, ironing, playing basketball, watching TV, sleep. You could be doing anything, but you chose to worship with us on tonight at the Light of Portland. And I'm honored. I am so honored. And I want you to know that whatever it is you stand in need of tonight, as we go before the throne of grace tonight, I dare you to pray along with our intercessor that's going to pray. Don't just be a spectator, but be a participator. If you don't know what to say, repeat what you hear the person praying pray, especially if they praying according to the word of God. I'm trying to help somebody because a lot of times people say, I don't know how to pray. Well, you be like a parrot. Be like a parrot. Be like a sponge. A parrot will repeat everything it say. A sponge will soak up everything that it comes in contact with. I don't know which one you're going to be tonight. Be a parrot or be a sponge. I don't know. But I'll challenge you tonight. This is the time tonight to intensify your prayer life, to take your prayer life to another level, to excel in your prayer life, because God wants his people to pray. To pray. And he wants us to not be ashamed, but he wants us to boldly come before his throne of grace. He said, if you be ashamed to own me on the earth, when you get to heaven to my Father's house, I'm going to be ashamed to own you. So let me tell you, don't be ashamed down here, and don't let no rocks cry out for why you here. You got breath in your body. You owe God another praise. Amen. I'm gonna move on because I got to preach. So that wasn't a part of my preach, but I just want to help somebody. I want to help us get out of this. Oh, I'm too shy and I'm too quiet. Was Jesus shy? Was Jesus quiet when they beat him and they pulled hair from his beard? They spit on him. They called him every name except for the child of God. They kicked him. They threw rocks on him. And then they nailed his hands and his feet to a cross. Was he too shy? Was he too quiet? He wasn't quiet. He wasn't shy. Even though he didn't say nothing, he spoke enough so that they could hear them. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He was praying. He said, my God, why have thou forsaken me? They heard him. He wasn't quiet. He was praying. Don't let us be quiet tonight. Don't let us be quiet tonight. I hope that we grab a hold to this thing and run with it. God wants us to be prayer warriors. He wants us to be intercessors. He wants us to stand on the wall. It's the only way we're going to make it through these troubling and trying times. As announcements tonight, announcements, because I do have an intercessor that's coming to pray. So I'm just getting y'all ready. Announcements. I want you to know that on next Sunday from 11:30 to 1 o'clock p.m., the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church will be worshiping out of the box. You know, well, Pastor Black, what is that? Well, what that means is we will be outside of our sanctuary in our yard, and we have invited the community to come into the yard. We're going to play some praise and worship music, and we're going to minister and greet the community as they come in. And those that desire to partake in what we have, they are welcome to it. So this month, we will be having cleaning supplies. And so if you're saying, well, I haven't volunteered anywhere because of COVID, and you want to volunteer, come on down to 3535 Northeast Mallory. We will be there at 11 o'clock, 10:30, we will be there setting up, getting everything ready for our community to come in and get what they need to take home. Amen. And if you say, well, Pastor Black, I can't volunteer, but I want to make a donation. If you want to drop off your donation at the church on Sunday, please, ma'am, please, sir. I know people have been looking to give. They've been blessed. I let me tell y'all something. Blessings come in many forms and fashions. And folks say they don't take money from the casino. Let me tell you, this one preacher right here, I'll take your money from the casino. You go get it, bring it to the house of the Lord. I know how to pray and bless it. Amen. And so maybe you went to the casino and you got some winnings and you just want to be a blessing to the body of Christ. Bring it to me. I'll pray over it. Then I'll take it and I'll go get some more cleaning supplies because I really want I want two vacuum cleaners. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. I want two vacuum cleaners because we're giving away some large items and a drawing to whoever's present. So I've got a couple of things, but I got a nice mop and I got a nice broom, but I would really love to have a vacuum cleaner to go with this. I got a big, gigantic Costco pine salt and a Costco bleach that somebody's going to get to go home with in this drawing. And so if you're saying, Pastor Black, I want to be a blessing to the ministry, and you want to bring a vacuum cleaner down to the church, bring it. Or you say, well, I'm not going to get no vacuum cleaner, but I'll bring you $30, $40 on a vacuum cleaner. I promise you that I will have a vacuum cleaner. Amen. If I got to go get it Sunday morning, we will have a vacuum cleaner. And so if you're on the line tonight and you want to be a part of our worship out of the box, maybe you just want to come and sit in the yard and worship with us. I'm asking you to come and join us. Then I'm asking that you pray that the Lord will hold back the rain. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. That we can be out in the yard and not worry about the rain. And so that is next Sunday from 11:30 to 1 o'clock at 3535 Northeast Mallory. Well, my brothers and sisters, it's prayer time. It's prayer time. I don't know what you need from the Lord on tonight, and I don't know who you're praying for, but I guarantee that if you get those names before you and hold them in your hand, as our very own deaconess Cassandra Robinson takes us to the throne of grace, I guarantee you God is going to hear our prayer tonight. We're not going to let Deaconess pray by herself. She can't hear you say amen. She can't hear you say thank you, Jesus. But guess who can? The angels that are standing on guard, warring for us now. Our Father, which is in heaven, he can hear your amen, your thank you, Jesus. So I want to invite you to pray along with her as she's praying. We're going to pray. We're going to hear a song, and then we will be ready to receive a word from the Lord tonight. Get your Bible, get your pen and your paper. We're going to the book of Joel, the book of Joel. Amen. That is in the Old Testament. Go way back to your Bible. And find the book of Joel, Joel. I know somebody was saying, I didn't know that there was that in the Bible. Yep. Go to Joel. It's before Amos and it's after Hosea. Joel chapter 2. Deaconess Faye, please take us to the throne of grace.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. All praises be unto you, my Lord and my Savior. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lord God, we come, Father God, as humbly as we know how to come. First of all, to give you the glory, give you the honor and all praises. God, how we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us your very best, your only begotten Son, who hung, bled, and suffered a horrible death, Father God. Oh, that we all may have a right to the tree of life. Oh, Heavenly Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for another opportunity just to praise your righteous and your holy name. Oh, for you are God and you are God alone. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for another day, Father God, of worship, Father God, of praise, Father God. Oh, Father God, for you are righteous, God. You are holy, oh, God, and we just lift you up. We magnify you, Lord God. We bow down at your throne of grace just to praise you for who you are. You are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider. You are the Prince of Peace. Oh, you are a wonderful counselor. Oh, God, you are the great I am, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. Oh, God, we just thank you, Father God, for being so good to us, Lord God. We thank you for bringing us from early this morning, waking us up with the touch of your finger, Father God, and our eyes came open, Father God, to see a brand new day. God, we are so thankful. Lord God, we thank you for walking with us and carrying us throughout this day, Father God, up until this very hour. Lord God, we just praise you, Lord God. We magnify you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for your grace and your mercy, Father God. Oh, Father God, your name rules over the nation. Your glory, Father God, is higher than the heavens. Your name is beautiful. We cannot comprehend the number of blessings, Father God, that you are pouring out on us, Father God, on a daily basis. God, you are the great God. You're the great I am. We pray, Father God, that your will be done. Help us to walk in your will, Father God, and not because you first loved us. Lord God, we pray for this United States of America. We pray for this whole world, Father God. We pray for the government, Father God. We pray for the first responders, Father God. We pray for a healing of the land, Father God. But your word speaks, Father God. If my people were to call by my name, to humble themselves and pray and seek your face, and then you will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and you will heal the land. God, we thank you, Father God, that you have never left us nor forsaken us, Lord God. You said that you would be with us even into the ends of the world. God, thank you, Father God, for walking with us. Thank you for carrying us when we can't carry ourselves. Father God, even Father God, we may be walking through the valley of the shadow of death, but God, you didn't give us no fear. Oh, God, we are walking, Father God, in your will and your way, Father God. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. God, how we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for everything you've done and yet to do, God. Oh, Father God, we ask you to bless the speaker on this evening, Father God. Give a word, Father God. Give a word, Father God. Oh, let it reach out, Father God, and touch hearts, Father God. Let it touch minds in the name of Christ Jesus. Oh, God, how we bless you. How we love you, Lord God, because you first loved us. Oh, great is the Lord, and he's greatly to be praised. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you for another opportunity just to praise you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, you are a great God. Oh, God, we magnify your righteous and holy name. Thank you for keeping us, Lord God. Thank you for blessing us, Father God. Thank you for healing bodies and regulating minds, God. Thank you, Father God, for your goodness and your mercy. It shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Bless your name, Lord God. In the name of Jesus the Christ, I pray. Hallelujah. Thank God and amen. Hallelujah, Lord.
I am troubled, yet not distressed. Perplexed, but not in despair. With a treasure none can compare. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Thank you.
circumstances that my poor soul could not flee.
Come on, shout glory. Come on, shout glory. Hunt your neighbor and say, I don't know what you came to do, but I came to give him glory.
Hallelujah. Gracious Father, we humbly come before your throne of grace, thanking you, Jesus, for this day and thanking you for this time now, God, that we can just sit at your feet and attentively, Lord, hear a word from you. Father, I pray tonight that I decrease that you may increase. And I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Lord God, you are my strength and my redeemer. Father, I bless you tonight and I give you glory and honor. Father, I pray tonight that you would just help us, Father, to not only be hearers of this word, but help us to be doers of this word, because our very life depends upon it. Oh God, we bless you tonight and we praise you and we thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray, amen and amen. I want to thank Deaconess Cassandra Robinson of the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church for leading us to the throne of grace, giving us that fervent prayer. And we're truly grateful to God. And just for the next few moments, I want to bring to your attention the passage of scripture written in the book of Joel, chapter 2, verses 12 through 13. Joel is one of the minor prophets that we find in the Bible. It's not minor. It's not classified as being minor. As you know, there's major prophets and there are minor prophets. It's not minor because it was it lacked power or it lacked significance in the message. It's minor because of the length. Hosea and Joel and Amos, all of those books, Jonah, are short books which give the reader a glimpse
into the spiritual landscape and history of Israel, challenging the status quo through the prophets' call to speak on God's behalf. The message that we find in these books were not just good for the children of Israel back in the day. They are good for us today. So I hope and pray that we take heed to the words that we are about to read on tonight, because we are living in the last days. I said it earlier this morning, and I've said it before. Those of you that know me, you've heard me say this. Time is not as long as it has been, and it's not as short as it's going to get. I didn't make that up, and I didn't read that in a book. I heard that from an old mother, Mother Ragsdale, that came out of New Hope Baptist Church in Seattle, Washington. And Mother said that over 30 years ago, saints. And I want you to know that it is still true today. We are getting closer now than we ever were before. And the thing that scares me is that the body of Christ, some of us are going to lose hope. Some of us are not going to know what to do because we've been in the way for too long. We've been playing church for too long. We've been straddling the fence for too long. We've been dibbling and dabbling in this thing we call salvation for too long. And we have not got a grip, a solid grip on Jesus Christ and his word and his will for our lives. This message tonight is to encourage us to get a grip. It is to encourage us to grab a hold of God's unchanging hand. Don't let go, don't let go, don't let go of what God has promised you. Yeah, God has promised us life and life more abundantly. God has promised us that we will live in a place that was not made by man. He said you will live and you will die, and after that is the judgment. God has promised us to be with us, to never leave us nor forsake us. And so all I want to do tonight is to help us to hold on to that promise. And knowing this, if you go to the bank and you walk up to the teller and tell the teller, I need $10,000, the teller's going to ask you for your bank account number. Now, when you give the teller your bank account number and she pull it up, if you only have $10 in there, she's not going to give you $10,000. She's only going to give you the $10 that you asked for. And baby, quiet as it's kept, she ain't going to give you $10 because you got to have a certain amount to keep the account open. So what I'm trying to help us to do is to make a kingdom deposit so that when the time comes, you get ready to cash in. You'll have something to cash in. Joel chapter 2 verses 12 through 13, I'm reading from the Amplified Version. It says, even now, says the Lord, turn and come to me with all your heart in genuine repentance, with fasting and weeping and mourning until every barrier is removed and the broken fellowship has been restored. Now, I don't know what anybody on this call is going through tonight, but I know what the Bible says over in Titus. I'm not going to say Titus. It's in Timothy, where it says that we are living in the last days, and there would be rumors of wars, and there will be phantom in the land, and there will be mothers and daughters against each other, and fathers and sons against each other. And if you have ever read in your Bible, you have seen violence arise, you have seen phantom arise. You have seen plagues and pandemics arise. My brothers and sisters, we are truly living in the last days. And this here, the Bible is speaking to the believer, to the reader, to the hearer tonight. He's saying, turn and come to me with all of your heart. He said repentance. Yeah, God is calling for us to repent. We saw yesterday all over again the effects of 9/11, what happened in 2001, September the 11th. We saw it on TV yesterday as if it was current news. All day long yesterday, I don't care what channel you watch, I was watching Showtime and the Flight 93 was on all day long. We watched Good Morning America and they called off names of thousands of people who lost their lives in the 9/11 terrorism attack against the United States. Saints, we are living in the last days, and in order for us to be able to stand, we need to follow what Joel is saying to us tonight. Verse 13, he says, rip your heart to pieces in sorrow and contrition. Don't rip your garments. Then he says, now return to the Lord your God. You might be, I hear you, Holy Ghost. You might have a relationship that needs to be restored. And you've been talking to this person till they blew in the face. And you cannot seem to make no kind of headway because they're stubborn. They're set in their ways. Maybe somebody been trying to talk to you and you're stubborn and you're set in your ways. The Bible says for you to fast and weep and mourn until every barrier is removed and broken. Maybe you're having problems on your job. Maybe you can't find a job. This is the cure right here. Okay, let me get to my notes. Let me look here. It is the people of God who can truly shape a nation. Many look to great leaders or powerful governments to shape a nation. But most likely, leaders and governments will not be the ones to restore the nation. Our nation is on a downward slide. Uh-huh. We're on a downward slide. While leaders and governments can influence a nation, there is no group of people who can determine the coming years of a nation like the people of God. Everything that is happening right now has happened in the Bible. Ecclesiastes says that there is nothing new under the heavens. Back in Isaiah, the people, the prophet, the Lord told the prophet to tell the people, go in the house, shut the door, and don't come out till I tell them to. What is that? That's isolation. That's being quarantined. Yeah, they saw plagues of locusts, flies, and frogs, and blood. What is that, a pandemic? The early Christians could not come together and fellowship and have communion without being accused falsely of doing some twisted stuff. That they threw them, Nero threw them in jail. Nero had them martyred. He had them murdered. He had them stoned. He had them beheaded. They could not live a Christian life without being punished for being believers of the one true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Tonight, Joel gives us the recipe to help shape this nation. Y'all heard Deaconess Cassandra say, if my people which are called by my name, that it's time for all of us to pray. It's time for all of us to turn from our wicked ways. And how do we get there, Pastor Black? By following what Joel 2:12-13 says. As we watch the news and we read through social media, as we listen to conversations of our coworkers, our friends, and our family, it is safe to say that we are closer to either a great revival or judgment is on its way. There is no choice between the two. I told you early, the Bible said that it's appointed unto man once to be born, then to die, and after that, the judgment. We're not going to escape it. We are going to have to face the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I don't know what side you gonna choose to be on. You cannot decide once you stand before the judge. You've got to make the choice right now. I would choose Jesus while the blood is running warm in my veins. I would choose to walk right, to live holy, to live sanctified, to be separated from this world, than to die and get to heaven and hear Jesus say, I know you because I know you before you was born. I know you. I knew you when you was in your mama's womb. I ordained you. I sanctified you. But you didn't choose me. You chose to serve the devil. He's going to say, get away from me, ye worker of iniquity. I don't know you. And then there is a place prepared for those who have not accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. That place is called hell, fire and brimstone. I don't know about you, saints of God, but I want to live my life with the assurance that I'm going to see Jesus one of these days. I don't want to die and lift up my eyes and be in hell. I don't like heat. And I sure don't like a whole lot of heat. It's going to be forever burning, forever stinking. Can you imagine burning flesh and folks crying all day and all night long? Not because they can't walk, they can't see, they can't hear, or they ain't got no money to pay their bills, or they man or left them, or they woman or left them, or their kids is bad. They ain't going to be crying because of that. They're going to be crying because they in hell. Oh, y'all know the story. Y'all know the story of the rich man and Lazarus. Yeah, Lazarus was a beggar, and the rich man wouldn't even feed him. And then they both died. And the rich man lifted up his eyes in hell, and he told the Lord, please let Lazarus go dip his finger in some water to cool my scorching tongue. The Lord said, I can't do it. I can't do it. He said, well, send somebody to go tell my brothers and my sisters that hell is not where they want to be. I come to tell you tonight, saints, hell is not where you want to be. I ain't been there, and I don't plan on going. I plan to live right here on earth. Get right, church, and let's go home. I pray we all be ready. Back to Joel, because I only got a few more minutes. God's people will either return to God with all of their heart as he judges the nation, or they will walk away and perish. Yeah, there's some folks in the church, in the choir loft, in the pulpit, on the usher roll, on the deacon roll board. There's some folks in the church that's going to tail wide open because they've been playing too long. They have not repented. They have not given God their whole heart. When's the last time we've been on a fast? When is the last time that we've been on a fast? We don't have to wait on the elder to call the fast or the pastor to call a fast. We ought to have some self-discipline within ourselves to say, hey, I'm messing up. I'm talking too much. I ain't praying enough. I'm not worshiping enough. I'm murmuring and I'm complaining. I need to bring myself under subjection. And the only way that we can bring ourselves under subjection is to do what Joel said. He said, turn and come to me with all your heart. Fast and weep and mourn. We don't have to guess about the judgment. The Bible's clear. I said it and I'm going to say it again. If you need scripture, go to 1 Peter 4:17. Judgment is coming and it's going to begin in the church. He ain't going to judge the drunkard. He ain't going to judge the homemonger. Not first. He's going to judge the preacher, the deacon, the mother, the deaconess, the usher, the treasurer, the finance committee. He's going to judge them, the praise and worship team, the choir. That's who's going to get judged first. When God judged Israel, the northern kingdom, he completely wiped them out. When God judged Judah, the southern kingdom, he destroyed Jerusalem and the temple, and the people were in bondage for 70 years. God took the people in Jesus' day, after Jesus had been crucified, buried, and rose from the dead, God took the people and he scattered them. So far throughout the land that they did not have the opportunity to come back together for more than 2,000 years. If we look closely at history of God dealing with his people, it ought to cause us to tremble. Not tremble and fear of this is a terrible God. This is, and I know the Bible says he's terrible, the God, but let me tell you, saints of God, if you on his side, he's gracious, he's kind, he's loving. Even if you are a sinner and you haven't come to know him, he is still gracious. He's still compassionate towards you. He's saying, come to me, all of you that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon yourself, for I will help you with your burdens. Oh, he's a good God, saint. But we ought to fear the Lord with respect and reverence. Because if he can bring a tornado and a hurricane and an earthquake and a flood, he can also cease the earthquake, the tornado, the hurricane, and the flood. If he can allow this pandemic to go on, he can eradicate it. All he got to do is say, coronavirus, dry up. Oh, like he spoke to the winds and the waves. We need to believe tonight, saints. Those are not some fairy tale stories. Those things happen. Told the church last week how the children of Israel was facing the Red Sea, and on the left of them was a mountain, on the right was them and a mountain, and behind them was Pharaoh's army coming to kill them, take them out, and those that survived, take them back to Pharaoh to be slaves. But what did God do? God parted the Red Sea. He made the Red Sea stand up like walls. And the children of Israel walked through on dry land. And once they crossed over, he spoke and blew on the water. And the water closed up and Pharaoh's army got drowned. We, the people of God, have lost our fear of God. We act like those miracles that took place in the Bible days can't exist. Don't you know that pulling bread and pulling fish off bread and fish to feed a multitude, it still happens today. It just don't look like that. Somewhere there's some single parent not knowing how they're going to make the ends meet. And they go to the grocery store and they standing in line and they got a cart of groceries. And they encountered it to the very penny. And they get to the line, and standing behind them is an intercessor, a prayer warrior, somebody ready to do ministry like Jesus. And they pay the bill. Come on now. That God pulling fish off fish and bread off bread. Oh, won't he do it? In our quest for holiness, people of God, we the people of God must turn back to God. It's time to turn back to God. As a society, we have changed God to our own image. We have changed worship and family to what we want. We have changed for application in our lives nearly every commandment of God. We continue to break the Ten Commandments. If we were to take a look through the scripture to see what it says about the Sabbath, we would see that we, the people of God, have completely desecrated it. We are content to live without the presence of God week after week, day after day, without any evidence of the presence of the power of God in our lives. God is able to save, heal, and deliver only if we turn and come back to him with our whole heart. Tonight, my brothers and sisters, that is our message tonight. That is our word tonight. It is time for us, the body of Christ, to turn and come back to the Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yahweh Elohim, the Prince of Peace, the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley. It's time to put our eyes on Christ. It's time for us to turn back to him. It's time for us to repent. Repent means that you just don't stop doing that thing you was doing that separates us from God. Repent means I turn my back on that sin. I stop lying. I stop gossiping. I stop backbiting. I stop murmuring and complaining. I stop worrying. I stop doubting. I stop whoremongering. I stop cheating. I stop fornicating. I stop straddling the fence. I turn my back on it. I stop letting the word of God go in one ear and out the other. Uh-oh, is that a sin, Pastor Black? Yes, it is. Because he says, be hearers and doers of the word, not just hearers. So when we listen to the word of God and we let it go in one ear and out the other ear, my brothers and sisters, we have just sinned. Don't say you ain't sinned, because the Bible say all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But it's time for us to turn and come back to the Lord and truly repent of all of our sins. Let's go on a fast, church. Let's go on a fast. Let's begin to seek the Lord with weeping and mourning. Quit talking about it. Pray about it. Fast. Every barrier be removed and every broken fellowship be restored. The Lord is waiting on us, saints. He's waiting on us. And when we respond properly to the word of God, he has no other choice but to work. Uh-huh. If we work the word will work. My brothers and sisters, tonight, I want to encourage you tonight as I come to a close. Allow Joel 2:12 and 13 to be the scripture that you ponder on all week long. Not for Pastor Black, but for the sake of your children and your children's children's children and for this nation. I love you, Blog Talk family. I love you, Light of Portland family. And I pray that we would all be hearers and doers of God's holy word, because this nation, we need a move.
So the song says, mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe I love this when y'all says, and bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. God, we believe. Yes, we can see it. That wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. Say, we are here.
Thank you.